We've been talking about it for a couple of days now. We know yesterday was the 10-month anniversary of the wildfires in October. And, of course, 2 months from now, the year anniversary. And we've been sitting around talking about and thinking about what we as a radio station wanted to do around the anniversary date. And we decided on a couple of different events that require your participation as part of the community, too. And I think they're going to be fun. It's not, you know, we're not planning a memorial. Something different, I think, will take place on the date of the anniversary. But these are two events that will take place on September 30th and October 1st. And we're going to start with the October 1st event. It's a golf tournament. It's a golf tournament that is a fundraiser, of course. You know that everything we've done since then has been to the benefit of the Community Foundation's Resilience Fund. And these two events are no different. We expect to be able to raise a lot of money. So we went to the man that we think is an expert in golf in Sonoma County, in a place that is not only beautiful and fun to play golf in, but is also representative of one of the areas of Sonoma County that was hardest hit by the October fires. And so right now I'd like to introduce you to two people. Heather Peterson is the marketing director for the Oakmont Golf Club, and Greg Anderson is he's the grand poobah. He's the general manager and golf pro over there. So Greg and Heather, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm so excited that we could finally talk about this, because we've been kind of planning on it for a long time now. And, you know, we went to you and said, we want to do this thing. You know, will you host us? And you immediately said,
I said I was hoping that you would come to see me, because I was planning on something like this for Santa Rosa in any time. But the 1 year anniversary is the perfect timing, and to be recognized as the hosting golf course for this function at Oakmont Golf Club is a real honor for us to be considered.
Well, we're glad that you decided to take this on too, and Greg and Heather and all of the folks at the Oakmont Golf Course have said yes, absolutely, immediately, and we'll do everything that we can to help you, you know, make this come to pass. And so October the 1st, I would mark the date. And right now, we'll tell you about what the golf course is like and the golf tournament and why it's different than other golf tournaments you've been involved with. But let me tell you right now that the website to go to is heroesofoctober.com. heroesofoctober.com. And that's where we have a place for you right now to sign up for this golf tournament. We have a feeling that those spots are going to go quickly. We will accommodate as many people as we can. But if this is an interest of yours, I would encourage you to do that sooner than later. Wouldn't you, Greg?
Absolutely. Once we get this thing blasted out, as we are doing today, I think all systems are going to be go, and we're going to get this thing to capacity quickly. The heroes for this event are the people who spent the time on the front line, some local celebrities, and the function is going to be a basically 11:30 check-in, where we have a 1 o'clock shotgun, and during the check-in shotgun, we'll be providing everybody with a box lunch. They'll be playing on the West Golf Course at Oakmont. The celebrities will be set up. We'll have 18 to 25 celebrities. They'll be set up on each hole.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that's really different about this, and Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO, is here too. And this was Michael's idea, and I fell in love with it immediately. You will greet and meet a different hero on each of the 18 holes of this golf course during the Heroes of October golf tournament. And they had to invite me, because it's called the Pat Kerrigan Scramble, so they had to include me. But as Greg said, they are names that you know. They are heroes that you look up to. And let me just throw a few names out at you. There will be 18 minimum of there, maybe more, as Greg said. But included in those heroes, the one at every hole, are Assemblyman Jim Wood of Healdsburg, who's up in Sacramento today, working on wildfire preparedness legislation. Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi, who was very instrumental in getting a lot of us through this. The Sheriff of Sonoma County, Rob Giordano, will be one of the heroes at this golf tournament. Santa Rosa Fire Chief Tony Gosner. And I don't know about you, but I'm completely in love with most of the people here. And so he is going to be a part of this too. Also, the Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, James Gore, will participate with us. And last night, I got confirmation that from ABC News, Alex Stone will be one of our heroes that day. And as you probably know, Alex was, he's a local kid who has really made good, and he was instrumental in our coverage. He came to cover the fires for ABC News, and he also covered the fires with us. So, you know, we have a special place in our hearts for Alex, as I know you do, and the bosses at ABC said absolutely yes. Go be a part of this Heroes of October golf tournament. Those are a few of the names that we're willing to you know, publicized so far. There will be many, many more. And I know, Greg, that that you've got one that people know around here too.
Yeah, I've asked my good friend Jerry Robinson to if he could participate. And Jerry's, you know, Cardinal Newman graduate, UCLA All-American, played in the NFL for 13 years, local spokesperson, and just a great guy. And Jerry's...
he's a lot of fun, too.
I've never had more fun with an individual in my life. So Jerry's going to be there. He's asking some of his friends, and he really looks forward to... that. The group you listed off gave me some goosebumps. You know, that's pretty pretty chilling.
Well, I think, you know, what we're going to do with, and this is at your suggestion, Greg, one of the things we're going to do differently is that these heroes will be on the green. So when you wrap up hole number one, for example, you will come across one of these heroes. Now, if you decide you want one of these heroes to putt for you, as an example, in your spot, so be it. If you're at my hole, I would say don't suggest it, because you'd be better off not. But all of us will be happy to do that if asked. But it'll give people a chance to get to know some of the people whose, you know, names we know or whose pictures we know, and really give you a chance to interact with them too that day.
Right. And correct. Can we be clear that one of the biggest heroes will be out there, Pat Carrigan, who's one of my personal heroes?
That's very kind of you to say. It's called the Pat Carrigan Scramble,
yes.
And to me that should be like a menu item at Sam's Foreplay Cafe. But we're going with the golf tournament thing for now. I'm thrilled to be a part of this. And so it's going to be a remarkable day. And I couldn't be happier. You know, I'm a Kenwood resident, so I couldn't be happier than to do this at Oakmont.
Well, it's great to have you, and again, thank you for considering us as the venue. And
you're the first
choice. It's great to work with you guys, and it's just going to be a great day, and I look so forward to it, selling it, promoting it, and of course operating it. So
yeah, and we'll all be busy that day, and very happily busy. And again, all of the proceeds will go to the Community Foundation's Resilience Fund, and their eye has always been on mid and long term recovery for our community. And man, oh man, we're there. We're in mid range recovery right now. And so here's how it's going to work. Heroes, go to heroesofoctober.com. You can sign up for a single, and that's $150. You can sign up a foursome, and that's $550. So you get a little bit of a break when you sign up a foursome. And it will include, of course, the golf tournament itself, and also dinner and the auction to follow right there at Oakmont Golf Club. And I'll tell you right now that some of the auction items alone will be worth going for. Absolutely. I can't talk about that yet, but I will tell you that they will be items and experiences that everybody will be talking about. So go out and sign up as soon as you can. If you have friends you think might want to be a part of this, I would encourage you to tell them about this today. And we'll keep you posted as these singles and these foursomes start cranking up. And also, if you're interested in going to the dinner and auction, not the golf tournament, You can do that too. Yeah. These are limited positions, limited seats, and limited opportunities for a lot of the people that that you know I know want to be a part of this. So I would encourage you to do it fairly quickly. And it's one of the ways that we, as a radio station and as an advocate for this community, mm-hmm. want to mark near the 1 year anniversary of the wildfires. So let's get to it. Let's get people signed up. And by the way, you two will be seeing a lot of me coming up in the next month and a half or so, because I have a feeling I better start practicing my golf game.
I have no problem with that.
So more will be said about this. You're going to hear a lot about this. And as heroes are added, and they will be, we will keep you posted on that. And as we can with the auction items, we'll keep you posted on that too. The thing to remember, heroesofoctober.com. So that is one part of how we're going to mark this occasion. And coming up next, and thanks Greg and Heather for being here.
Of course.
Yeah, I'll see you out there on the fairway.